SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. Big Tuesday, Big Fly Tuesday, Dinger Tuesday. Looking for runs in all these MLB games. A lot of washouts tonight. But we try to maneuver our way through the raindrops in a few places and try to get ourselves involved with some big flies. We've got lots of NBA and NHL news. Even another football trade today. Can't wait to hear Joe's thoughts on a team trading for a retired rapper. A guy who is a rapper now. I can't wait to hear what he thinks about that. The golf is on their way to the tractor tournament this week at the John Deere. Have that going as well. Mike Carver with you. And the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. To Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? No Fly Tuesday. That's what we got right now. No Fly.
Well, I wouldn't say that in Tampa.
Fly.
I wouldn't say that in Tampa. We got three homers there. Three homers in that game. So
no Fly Tuesday. We got no Fly. We need Big Fly. Big Fly. And how dare you bring up Darren Waller in the open? How dare you? Okay?
Yes, all right. He doesn't want to be a rapper anymore. He's coming back to play.
The gutless guy that he is. Did you see the interview that he did? When they lined me up at fullback, that was it. I was like, what am I doing? And the dumb, idiotic Miami Dolphins want
to block. He don't like to block. He wants to catch passes.
They want this guy on our team.
Catch a little lightning in a bottle with Big Darren.
Coach is a hack. The organization sucks. The Miami Dolphins are losing downtrod organization. I don't care that Cheetah runs a 10-1, 100-meter, he's looking to race speed, the YouTuber speed, the flash. He's more concerned about I speed or whatever. The kid's speed. He's an Instagram sensation. Just beat Ashton Hall. This is all Tyreek Hill cares about is racing this guy speed. You know what I care about, Tyreek? You grabbing 1,500 yards and potentially 15 touchdowns. That's all I care about. You want to make Instagram videos? Go hang out in Miami.
Man, all over him right out of the gate. I guess I shouldn't have brought that up. So Joe was saying it's not a big fan. Go ahead. I'm going to get back to you later.
I hope Mike McDaniel chopped first coach off the board this year. Gutless.
You never know. He could be. You mentioned it's no Big Fly Tuesday, and you are kind of right about that, Joe.
No, I said no Fly Tuesday. No Fly Tuesday.
Because other than the A. Ray game, which is 2-2 going to the bottom of the fourth after a two-run homer by the other Max Muncy for the A's, I mean, Joe, not only are these games got no runs in them, I mean, they are flying along. It's like nobody wants to be there. 1-0 Marlins lead the Twins in the top of the seventh. That was a Kyle Stowers homer. There's nothing going on there. Bottom five, it's a Skeens night in Pittsburgh against Pallant. Scoreless in that game as they go to the sixth, actually, now. Red Sox and Reds just went to a rain delay. They put the tarp on the field, Joe. So they're going to be going to the fourth whenever they come back. But the tarp's on now. Bottom three in Atlanta, no score. And I thought there'd be some runs there. Angels and Braves with Anderson and Big Grant Holmes going tonight. And they just started Cleveland and Chicago, top of the first with a man on. Now, we had a lot of washouts too, Joe. Philly Padres washed out. Mets Brewers washed out. Nats Tigers washed out. We got a lot of raindrops to maneuver through.
Why was the 8.5 in the Cub game? Wind blowing in, I guess? Wind blowing in that game?
It's a little sideways. There's really not much.
Sideways.
A little sideways wind tonight. I don't think that there's much wind.
We're making this Grant Holmes out to be Cy Young of the year. Every time he pitches, he doesn't give up any. Big Grant Holmes, Big Grant. Kenny Powers. I say we go after him. Let's go after this hack. Come on. This guy. I'm going deep, big fly in the deep games, in the late games.
Now, we have a lot of late night action here. Now, Orioles-Rangers is also starting right now.
I'm not touching that game.
Astros-Rockies starts in about 30
big
minutes
fly.
From now.
Big
Gordon
fly.
And Dolander, 11.5. Joe's looking up and away
15
in that
plus
game.
There. 15 plus.
Royals and Mariners, did they get over that 7.5 last night, Joe? I think they did, right? Or was it 6-1? Was it 6-1 or 5?
Hang on. I'll tell you what the final was.
When Cal's Raleigh hit that homer, I
think it was 6-2. It was right on the number.
Giants Diamondbacks was a dead under last night. Maybe they can bounce back tonight. It's a big 9 with Birdsong and Gallon. And then the White Sox and the Dodgers, even with this Yamamoto going, 8.5 White Sox and Dodgers tonight. And I will tell you, to win, not that it matters much in L.A., there is a little bit of wind blowing out. Good night for long balls at Dodger Stadium this evening.
Yeah, that's all we got. I'm still gassed up about the football.
You're still gassed up about that, huh?
I'm in football mode, syndicate crew today.
Wow, that's right. I forgot about that. How'd that go for you?
Good. It was quick 3-hour show.
This is the 4th of July special?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let the fans know when they can watch that. When is it going to, what do we got? It's coming up on
Friday.
I have no idea. Pro Football Today, 3-hour special. What do we got?
3-hour
recapping
special.
Recapping the offseason moves, looking ahead to this year. Him, you getting everybody all the ducks in a row here for a new season?
Getting all the ducks in a row, Carver. I have my picks. I've been talking about it. I'm not gonna back down. You know what the week one pick is. I'm laying the 4.5. How much you want? 5.5, 6.5. Arizona smashes New Orleans. Smashes New Orleans. Okay, I said it. 2 out of the last 3 years. This is the first favorite on the show. First favorite of the last 4 years. First favorite. I could sniff it out. I sniff out a week one line better than anybody.
Now, last year you lost the week one line.
Yeah, but the cap was right, though. The cap was right.
Well, the cap was right. What was the score of that game?
40-7 or something?
Cap was right. Who was that? Carolina, New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
It was Carolina, New Orleans game.
Now, I knew can I just say, typically when I put out one of these week one lines, it's like usually the public is against me. I knew I was probably dead to rights when we start. Oh, yeah, Carolina's live. Oh, yeah, every talking head. Oh, yeah, Carolina, week one. Oh, yeah, Carolina plus the points. Joe Public.
That bothered you.
Did bother me.
Bothered you.
People listen to what I have to say, and then they take little tidbits and they make it their own.
Interesting.
Just
taking shots at. Hey, you know what? I'm all for you. You want to take shots at the money line guys? That's perfectly fine with me. That's who you're going after here.
No, going after the money line guys. No. I'll say the money, not the money line
after
guys.
After the money line
there's
guys.
People.
Go after
there's
them.
People in the-
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's like Joe, everyone has somewhere to be in this Atlanta-Anaheim game. This Brave Angel game. It's like everyone's got somewhere to be right now. every first pitch swing in, everybody just ground. It's like they can't get out of there fast enough in Atlanta tonight. That's how quick this game. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some bad weather coming in. They were told to swing at every first pitch. We got to get out of here. I don't know what the deal is, but hopefully we can maybe find some long balls at least in this nonsense that we have going on here. You like? Did you see this? Since you want to talk so much football tonight, and I don't mind that. That's fine. We can do that. Did you see this? This Jeremiah Smith. Did you see him from Ohio State?
No. What, today?
Yeah, did you see his quote about Michigan? Did you see what he said about
I was involved
Michigan.
In the pros. What happened now? What did he say?
This is from The Athletic. Quote, I just hate them. Just something about them. For the next 2 years, I promise you, I will not lose to them. I can't lose to them in the next 2 years. Putting the money on the table, Jeremiah Smith saying that he will not lose to Michigan.
I respect. Is he playing quarterback? I didn't know. He's making the move?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't think so.
Just checking. Well, listen, you know, receivers love to step up, right? Marvin Harrison Jr. and all the greats from Amika Abuka and all, you know, JSN, Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. Right? Garrett Wilson. Right. They're talkers. That's good. Jeremiah Smith would love for him to step up and make plays against Michigan. I mean, certainly if you're a 20.5-point favorite and you blow it the way they did last year, I mean, you know, that's on you, guy. Nobody else. Right? Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
I mean, they won a national championship this year. Like, you know, I get it, but still, it always goes back to that game, right, Joe? That game's more important.
You could say that they backdoored their way into the playoff, right? I mean, you know,
they got in by default. Wouldn't agree with that.
Well,
some
say
wouldn't agree
that about the Ohio State.
Ohio State University.
You think Ryan Day still going after the old guy, Lou Holtz? Still going after him? See, that bothers you.
He didn't need to do that. He knows Lou's up there doing a big charade up on the whatever was that, Game Day or the McAfee show, wherever he was when he did that. You know, he's up on stage playing up to the crowd. You know, honestly, like, dude, take a walk, Ryan Day. Like, what a loser that guy is, Joe. You know that. And you know what? He's a national champion now. God bless him. At least he finally won something. Good for him.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, they were, he was a loss away from being run out of that job, Joe, and you know it.
Yeah.
They lose that Michigan game, and if they would have lost the first game in the playoff, they'd be run out of there. He's lucky. Tennessee on a T, Oregon on a T, you know, took him down. Took him down left and right.
Notre Dame, I mean, in striking distance, gives up. I would have loved to see what would happen on that 3rd-and-11, where if that's incomplete, what happens? If you give Riley Leonard and Notre Dame the ball back, what a chance to tie.
I can tell you what would have happened. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing would have happened.
No.
Texas was the game, Joe. Texas had him. Texas should have got him.
Quinn Ewers.
They were going in completely yacked that game up, Quinn Ewers. Completely yacked that game up.
They give up the screen pass to Travion Henderson, 7-7, or whatever it was. I gotta,
you know what? I'm carving out some time tonight, Joe. I want to start looking at, because I want to start putting some with some homers. Our favorite, doesn't have to be deep, deep, deep long shots, but some of these teams that we think can actually make the playoff and we get some nice numbers on them to win the championship. We'll have to do a little bit of that later. We can carve some time out for that, can't we?
We can. We can carve.
I don't want this
now.
To be one of these things where I bring it up and then we never come back to it. I hope it's not one of those things.
Come on,
since it's
Soler.
College football related, I don't think that you will. You'll probably, you know, are we going to do the college football now? Yeah, we're gonna do the college football now. Don't
worry. Is that there?
I know
that,
you're. Well, there? I'm excited. It's like you know, the ringing the bell for the dog. You know, the Pavlov. You know, doing all that. Like, you just hear
the triangle,
it now, and now you're
the triangle.
Yeah, bing. Yeah. You know, and now you're ready. You're like, you're looking around, you're sniffing around. Oh, college football. Let's go. So I can't like not
Solaire?
Pay off now. You know, I got to pay it off to you. What about Solaire? What's the matter?
He's got
with him?
Eyes up with a 2-1. Could he go big fly?
Be nice. Be nice.
Come on, sit that red kid.
By the way, wow. we weren't close on the Italian Stallion parlay last night. I do think we have to run it back just because they're playing again. But we were close on the other one because who was in? Raleigh got in because he homered. Or were we not close? Adamas, I think, had two. We were short on. I'm thinking of... we didn't have 2 out of 3 in the barn on that one last night, on the second one. Are we running back the Italian Stallion one?
Yeah, maybe. Once I saw the scores, I counted it as a loser. I knew we had no shot. I saw it under.
4-2 Arizona, San Francisco. There was no point looking, right? No point looking. I had a big ticket with that Suarez homer, though. Big fly. Big fly.
You're the guy. You're eating large.
Under the hat.
Oh. Nice.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. So there really isn't much change in anything, really. Still 1-0 Marlins, top of the 8th. Still scoreless Pirates Cardinals. 2-2 A's Rays bottom 5. Scoreless as they go to the bottom of the 4th in Atlanta. Scoreless as they go to the bottom of the 2nd in Chicago. Scoreless in the top of the 2nd in Texas. Can these night games break out, Joe? I mean, they can't all be this way, can they? Are they going to all be this way tonight?
I hope not.
I mean, there's 5 runs combined in these 6 games, and 4 of them are from one game.
Mm.
What are we doing here? Do you want to go after? So why don't we go try to shake it up? Let's shake it up, Joe. What do you say?
I'm going after the late games.
Let's shake it up. Over 2.5 Cardinals Pirates. Over 6.5, Cleveland and the Cubs.
6.5?
Let's shake it up. 5.5. Hang on, we got to rattle a cage here or something.
Are they back to playing in Boston?
No.
All right. Hang on.
No. They got problems there.
Man,
I
look at this.
I don't
Saint
know why
Louis,
they started.
Man. What's St. Louis? 2.5. -174 to the over.
What do you want to do?
I mean.
Over 1.5, Twins Marlins?
They're only in the 4th in Atlanta. You want to take a shot? 5.5?
Fine. Atlanta and St. Louis?
Got a runner on third with 1 out. 2.5.
Got a chance for some extras there, too. And then we'll put the top off the Giant game tonight.
All right. 11.5.
Top it off with that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's just...
Big top off?
Big top off. I mean, this is...
All right, I'm in.
841. What'd you get?
841. What are you talking about? 841. I got 458.
958 now.
Well, you must be alt in the Arizona game.
I am.
Right? Oh, yeah, I'm not. I'm just going the straight number. So I got plus 458. 2.5 for St. Louis, 5.5 for the Angels, and 9 flat Giants Diamondback.
All right.
I'm not trying to undercut you. That's just kind of how.
They got a runner on second in Atlanta.
Right, I'm putting it on. Oh, I'm going to flip to it. I'm going to go to the Cardinals.
All right. We got a runner on third. Right. I mean, I think
let's
best.
Let's get him in.
Hang on. I don't know if that's what we need, though. I'm thinking like we're better off just like.
No, we need runs. We want them to score and the Pirates to score. 1-1. That's what we need.
Carver,
or you walk this guy and then someone hits a 3-run blast. How about that?
Okay. They're screwing me right now.
Who?
They're screwing. I can't get in.
How?
They lock me out. They lock me out because I'm on a delay for some reason. I don't know. The app is acting freaky again. It's just, here we go. I don't understand what's going on.
It's like they know you're trying to put a play in. They know you're trying to put a play in, and they're just going after you. Oh, did he beat it out? He didn't get it. No run there, Joe. Cardinals didn't score.
Okay.
You think that's better?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened here, Carver.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. So, man, this Skeens only went 5 innings tonight, huh? Scoreless bottom 7. The Cardinals did not get that run home from third. This Pallant is still in for them, for the Cardinals. Skeens only went 5 through 88 pitches.
Is that it?
Not a lot of... Well, yeah, they've been keeping him light the last few times. Lead off walk, though, Joe. Let's score. Let's give a big inning here from the Pirates.
We get a big fly. Come on.
How about we put a couple on and we get O'Neal Cruz with the big fly? How about him? Cruz sure. Missile.
Why not?
We get one of those?
Why not? Yep, absolutely.
Is it possible?
Probably not. We got no shot tonight.
Every homer's in this A game tonight. Langoliers now for the A's.
Langoliers.
Two nights in a row for him.
What's the score there?
It's got to be 3-2, no?
3-2. Big fly. Big fly.
How much you need it up to?
Just a few more.
Just a few more? That's it? Just a few?
That's it. Nothing like big fly in your life.
3-0 Cubs. 3-0 Cubs. Was it Pete Crow?
Was it Pete Crow Armstrong?
No homers. Single, double.
That's not good.
3-0 Cubs.
That's not good. Pete Crow.
I need Pete Crow tonight. Pete Crow. They're about to start in Colorado. Astros and Rockies. What you think of all the NBA moves today?
Love them.
Game time. Chop! Got him right
Where's
out.
Where's he going?
He's going to the rehab center for his Achilles. That's where he's going. But
too bad.
Milwaukee sent him packing. Chop! They brought in that Miles Turner. You love that Miles Turner.
Mm-hmm.
He's
another one
now.
That made the list. You should see about his props. Take a look about him. Open up the annals. Let's go into all these guys.
Oh, just missed a double down the line, Joe. Just missed a double down the line. Come on here. Give us some thunder to get us cooking.
Come on, get us Pete going. Crow. Come on, Pete Crow.
No Pete Crow, I wish. Would be nice. This Reynolds, though, for the Pirates. Hopefully he can get this going. He just missed putting one down the line. Pete Crow. What about the Knicks, Joe? Everyone's excited. They got this Clarkson. They got the French guy.
Yeah.
Knick basketball. Joe's got no clue who signed who in the NBA. The NBA is over.
It's dead to me. I did see your boy Valanciunas sign with the Nuggets.
Traded to the Nuggets.
They got the big man.
I'm going to go play alongside
the Joker. Get my Skechers and my scarf. I'll take some caviar. Here I come, darling. I'm coming in.
Love that Valanciunas.
The guy's eight pounds a night. The guy loves to work the glass. No?
Yeah. Now, the three teams I saw that were bet the most since all these moves happened were the Rockets, the Hawks, and the Nuggets. That's who everybody's betting on.
Really?
Rockets, Hawks, Nuggets. The Rockets got that Capella, and they got the this guy hit into a double play. Oh, he beat it up. All right, can Cruz give us a big fly? Can we get O'Neal Cruz here?
It's possible.
What do you got cooking there? What are you putting on? Under the hat special? What are you doing over there? You're just completely off. It's because I brought up the basketball. Meanwhile, I promised you a big college. I promised you a big college football segment later. You know.
Oh, wow, you're throwing me crumbs. It's good. You're throwing me crumbs. You know, I would be a little better if we had some scoring in these games. 1-0, no score. 3-2, 2-1.
This is awful. When we get a night like this where these games, we need movement. We need action. We need runs. These games
should open up the investigation. I want to know the balls they're using tonight. I want to know. High seam balls, less drag. What type of balls they using?
This is a little tough. Like, there's just nothing's happening in any of these games. Nothing's happening. Except in Tampa, where the ball's flying out here and there. Marlins tied it. I told you the 1.5 in the Marlin game. I told you the 1.5 in the Marlin game.
They didn't tie it. It's 2-0.
Oh, they were up 1-0. That's right. 2-0. I thought they were down 1-0. That's my fault, Joe.
Screaming your head
I was just looking for a reason to give you the business. That was all that I was trying to do.
Yeah, you gave me the business. You feel better about it? You feel like you could look yourself in the mirror?
I just wanted to gas you up.
You tell me. Now we're sitting here with our thumbs, you know where. We got nothing going on.
Oh, they're barking at this ump, Joe. They're giving him the business, as they should. This ball's on the floor. How could they call that a strike? Ball's on the floor. That's a tough one. Some of these umps, Joe.
Time to get the robo-umps.
They should.
Now, if you got the robo-umps and you go after the robo, are you kicked out? Or does that give you like a free... You can go after the robo-ump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You break the machine, you knock it over or something, and then you're ejected.
All right.
That's how it works.
Okay.
That's how it works, Joe. Get in there. Come on with this cruise. Look at this guy, Joe. I mean, he's just... You can't get anything out of this guy. But when you don't play him, Joe, he's hitting him to the moon all over the place. You don't play the guy, boom, boom, boom. They're going everywhere. You back the guy.
The Rizla? The Rizla? Boom, boom. Isn't that what he does, that kid?
I have
take
no
out
idea.
The boom.
Is that what he does?
I don't know. He's obviously made a living off of it. I'm not gonna bash the guy for that, but the kid.
Yeah, I know. Look at you getting all up on the guy.
Who's all up on the guy?
You're kind of giving the guy the business. You know, he's just trying to make his own way, just like you. Just trying to make his own way.
He's made it. He's thrown out first pitches in games. I mean, you know, we want to talk about rolling out the red carpet. I mean, just saying. Might have went a little overkill with the situation. No?
Yeah. I suppose.
And then we got Daryl. Shout out to you, Daryl. It's Nerfy night, Joe. It's Nerfy night.
Oh, it is Nerfy night. It's a huge Nerfy night. You played him. Yeah. Big Nerfy night.
Nerfy. Should we do
Won't
the
be in
Nerfy?
The late games. Won't be in the late games, Joe.
I hope the late games. I hope every game. 8-5. 10-3. First three innings. 10-3. 9-8. Smished. Smished.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Leadoff man on for the Cardinals now, Joe, in the top of the eighth. Big fly. The quad box is on now, Joe. The quad box.
The what? Oh, the quad?
The quad box turns on at 8:30. So.
The quad box.
Quad box. Bottom five. Braves have a runner at third with one out.
What are we doing here?
Here comes this Acuna, Joe. What can he do?
Big Acuna. Big fly. We got a runner on second here. Bottom three for Tampa. Can we convert?
I like how you're still rooting that one in, even though it's probably connected to one of these other games that has no runs going in it.
That's why I don't tell you my action, because you root it down.
I'd prefer to know.
Yeah, I know you would. I know. And you're not. Just worry about your stuff.
Light night. No scoring, no homers.
This is it. No fly Tuesday.
No.
Congrats,
no tater,
Major League
no
Baseball. You killed it. People weren't watching the games when they were scoring 12 runs a game. They're certainly not watching it now like it's watching paint dry. You got
no tater, no ticket.
Now, how about the old timer? Like, you know, you go to the game, he's still doing the scoring old school. He's got the scoreboard out. You ever see the, you know, like he's
yeah, people still do that.
Out, still do that, you know?
Score the game.
You know. Oh, backwards K, caught looking.
Speaking of call, this Acuna struck out, Joe.
He's terrible. He is terror. Could this Dave Aranda do something? Come on.
Jonathan, don't call me Dave Aranda. gotta be kidding me here. Need to just open up, Joe. It's, by the way, it's starting to get a little bleak out there in right field at that Brave game. Looking like a little rumble might come through there.
Oh yeah?
You got some dark, ominous clouds out in the right, over to right field.
Storm Carver. Seats. Storm Carver. KWP in Long Island.
Did you like any of those games that were rained out?
What do you mean? I did like the Met
Phillies
game.
Phillies, Padres, Met Mets,
game.
Brewers.
I was probably going to go on the Phillies game just because I lost it with Wheeler. I called them Russ Wheeler.
So that means, Joe, a lot of doubleheaders tomorrow. Three sets of doubleheaders
opportunity.
Now.
We have an opportunity to get some runs. Yeah.
Opportunity.
As long as they use the high seam, low seam balls.
One door closes, another door opens. Right, Joe? One door closes, another door opens.
Listen, you want words of wisdom? When I got separated and, you know, divorced, a buddy of mine told me, listen, don't worry about it. Relationships are like buses. Another one comes along every 15 minutes. He wasn't half wrong. All right? He wasn't half wrong. Is that a hit? Is it gone?
Oh, Aranda.
Did he get it?
Oh, he robbed it. He took it from over the wall. Unbelievable catch out there in center. Took it back. That was a homer, Joe. This Clark again. All these great catches from this guy. He stole one from Aranda. He stole it. Oh.
That would have given me
and
the
how about,
over.
All right, listen. First and third here for this Ozuna. Can
you
this Ozuna pump one out?
Every night with these guys, Okuna,
this guy
Ozuna.
Owes me. This guy owes me. He owes me.
He owes you what?
I want one from him. He owes me. I played him a lot the last week. He owes me, this Ozuna. The number keeps dropping.
They're underway in Colorado. They're underway in Colorado.
I'm buying low.
Top three, the three up, three down for the Stros. We didn't even blink. Game just started. Three up, three down.
Good.
Game. You got to be kidding me tonight.
A lot of zeros in this Texas-Baltimore game, too. Oh, did he get it, Joe? No, he didn't get it. What kind of camera work is that? Not even close.
Now you're blaming the camera guy.
He thought he got it. Ozuna gave the big, you know, he bat flip, throw the arm back. Thought he got it. He got nothing.
You know what that you know what that signifies? High seam balls. Does.
Because he thought he hit it good enough? He thought he hit it good?
When he's doing the bat flip and it's just a lazy fly ball? No drag.
It didn't even get to the track. It was well before the track. Marlins win 2-0. What is that, Joe? 8 in a row for the Marlins?
Yeah, something like that.
8 in a row. Longest win streak since 2008. Wow. How about the fish? This Suzuki for the Cubs.
Man, I tell you.
What's wrong, Joe?
Yeah, you're telling me this Clark robbed the guy. Again, he robbed him.
Yeah, Clark. He robbed him.
Jeez. Unbelievable. You know? Unbelievable. Mm. And now Clark is up. Let's see what he does
against
this.
Yeah, but he can't hit. He can't hit out of a paper bag, that Clark. He's an awful hitter. He's all glove. No stick.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Top six, still scoreless, Angels and Braves. Absolutely nothing happening in that game. That game is just finished. Cardinals and Pirates also bottom eight now. But we need three runs in that game, Joe, and I guess you think that extra innings is the best way to get that.
Yeah, let's the best get the guy on first and let's score three runs. How many we need? 3.5? What do we have?
2.5. 2.5. We need three runs. But then we got this problem in this Brave game, which also just nothing's cooking right now. Nothing.
But we have 5.5 there, no?
5.5.
All right, so, I mean,
it's not impossible, but like I said, these guys are it's like they're double parked. I mean, it's like they have to be, there's a curfew at the hotel. It closes at 9:30 and they got to get back. Like, that's how it looks. Like, they're not even taking any pitches. It's just swing, 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 swing. By the way, Rockies are on the board 1-0. Hunter Goodman over the center field fence for the Rockies.
2-0 Rangers.
Wow. Ooh, the Soler just got plunked on I guess that's kind of like the forearm he got that on. Oof.
I can't believe Clark robbed Aranda.
Took it over the fence. Was absolutely a homer.
Was he all giddy about it, too? He was jumping up and down?
Yeah, you know, he made it known. Yeah.
Showboating.
Made it known.
Guy was showboating.
Made it known.
Again with the made it known. I heard you 3 times.
You play the championship in that WNBA Commissioner's Cup tonight? With the Fever and Minnesota? You in on that? Commissioner's Cup?
No.
Championship game?
No.
Just checking.
Championship game, Commissioner? What are you even talking about?
WNBA, Fever and Lynx, Commissioner's Cup, championship game.
Okay.
Coach gave out all the picks today.
Good for Coach. I'm glad that he follows it. You couldn't pay me to watch WNBA. Couldn't do it. That's it.
Couldn't pay me either, Joe. Don't worry. Oh, no. I guess the Pirates are going to score in the bottom of the 8th and ruin this game for us, huh?
Do we have any
second
life?
And third? Second and third, no out. They're going to have to score to 3 runs here, Joe. They're going to have to score all 3 for us.
Could he go big fly? 3-1 Chicago. 3-1 Chicago.
Yeah, base hit here by the guards.
The guards. You want to play for
it's
the guards?
The worst name ever.
Want to play for the guards? Huh?
We play for the guard. Guards. The guards.
Playing against the guards. Playing against the guards?
No.
What do I
longest
say?
Longest yard. Longest yard.
The original. The original.
Yeah, the one they made with Adam Sandler.
Nelly, and they had Nelly in there and Michael Lemon. Come on.
Not ideal.
You cry not crew! Ideal. Hey, Paul Crew!
It's not good.
How about the original, right? Which is Unger?
2-0 Pirates. 2-0 Pirates. Or 1-0. 1-0 Pirates. 1-0. 1-0. This is going to take a blast, Joe, to get us to 3. It's Hank Davis.
3-2 Cubs. 3-2 Cubs. Wind blowing out. Wind blowing out.
Here come the Rangers for more runs. 3-0 Rangers. Opening up, Joe. Things are starting to open up a little bit. Maybe. Can they open up in Pittsburgh and Atlanta? They open up in those places?
I haven't seen a base runner in Atlanta yet.
Well, here's the other, at least a good thing, Joe. Now if the Cardinals score 1 run in the top half, we're golden. I don't want the Pirates to get the second run here. If they're going to get 3, fine, but getting the 2-0 is no good. We want 1-0, and at least then a blast can cash it for us by the Cards.
All right.
If I could just get this, and then if we could just get this one over here, and then if we could just go over there.